Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And I want to talk basketball. Let's talk NBA and NCAA tournament basketball. What's up, DJ?
What's up, G-Money?
How you doing?
All right. Ready to talk some basketball?
Okay.
Talk about some scores from the weekend?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's NBA game. Let's see how I did picking my games for the weekend. So let's start with Friday's game.
All right. Friday was March 31st, and there were 13 games on Friday. Game number one, the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Toronto Raptors 117-110. You bet on 76ers, and it was 76ers for the win.
Oh, that's a win for G-Money. 76ers beat the Toronto Raptors. That's a win for G-Money. All right. That's one win and zero loss. Let's go to game number two.
Game number two, Chicago Bulls beat the Charlotte Hornets 121-91. You bet on Bulls, and it was Bulls for the win.
All right. The Bulls beat the Charlotte Hornets. That's another win for G-Money. So that's two wins and zero losses. Let's go to game number three.
Game number three, the Indiana Pacers beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 121-117. That's a pretty close game. You bet on the Thunder, but it was Pacers for the win.
Oh, man. The Thunders got beat by the Indiana Pacers? And what was the score of that game? DJ, what was the score?
121-117.
121-117. Okay. They only lost by 4 points. But I can't believe that Oklahoma's been beating everybody else and they lost to Indiana. Oh, that's an upset. Okay, so that's one loss for G Money. So I got two wins and one loss. So let's go to game number four.
Game number four, the Orlando Magic beat the Washington Wizards 116-109. You bet on the Wizards, but it was Magic for the win.
Oh, the Magic beat the Wizards? Oh, man. Okay, that's a loss for G Bunny. So that's two losses and two wins. Let's go to game number five.
Game number five, the Boston Celtics beat the Utah Jazz 122-114. You bet on Celtics, and it was Celtics for the win.
Yes, the Boston Celtics beat the Utah Jazz. That's a good win for G Money. So that's three wins and two losses. Let's go to game number six.
Game number six, the New York Knicks beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 130-116. You bet on the Cavaliers, but it was Knicks for the win.
Oh, the Knicks beat the Cavaliers? Oh, man, that's an upset. That's a real upset. Okay, well, that's a loss to G Money. So that's three losses and three wins. So let's go to game number seven.
Game number seven, the Brooklyn Nets beat the Atlanta Hawks 124-107. You bet on the Nets, and it was Nets for the win.
All right. Nets beat the Atlanta Hawks. That's a win for G Money. So that's four wins and three losses. Let's go to game number eight.
Game number eight, the Houston Rockets beat the Detroit Pistons 121-115. You bet on the Pistons, but it was Rockets for the win.
What? The Houston Rockets beat somebody, and they beat Detroit. Oh, I can't believe Detroit won a game. Oh, man, that must have been upset, major upset in the building. Okay, well, that's a loss for G Money. So that's four wins and four losses. I'm 4-4 going into game number nine.
Game number nine, the Memphis Grizzlies beat the LA Clippers 108-94. You bet on Grizzlies, and it was Grizzlies for the win.
Right. The Grizzlies beat the Clippers. That's a win for G Bunny. So that's five wins and four losses. Let's go to game number 10.
Game number 10, the Lakers beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 123-111. You bet on the Timberwolves, but it was Lakers for the win.
Ooh, the Lakers beat the Timberwolves? Oh, that must be a major upset in the building. The Lakers are trying to make a comeback. Uh-oh, here come the Lakers. All right, well, that's a loss for G Money. So that's five wins and now five losses. So I'm 5-5 going to game number 11.
Yep. Game number 11, the Sacramento Kings beat the Portland Trail Blazers 138-114. You bet on the Kings, and it was Kings for the win.
Oh, yeah. The Kings were beating the Portland Trail Blazers all day long. So that's a win for G Money. So I'm six wins and five losses. Let's go to game number 12.
Game number 12. Game number 12, the Golden State Warriors beat the San Antonio Spurs 130-115. You bet on the Warriors, and it was Warriors for the win.
Okay. Well, I hope that the Warriors would beat the Spurs. The Spurs haven't beat very many people this year. So, all right. So that's seven wins and five losses. Do we have any more games for Friday night?
That's game number 13, the Phoenix Suns beat the Denver Nuggets 100-93. You bet on the Suns, and it was Suns for the win.
Oh, the Suns beat the Denver Nuggets? Is that what you just told me? Oh,
yep.
That's great. And I bet on the Suns to win, too. All right. Yeah, the Denver Nuggets have been slacking the last few days, so I knew that they were going to be running kind of raggedy. But the Phoenix Suns came back and won the game. All right. Well, that's 8 wins and 5 losses. So that's 13 games for Friday. That's all the games for Friday.
That's right. So you went 8 wins, 5 losses on Friday, which brings your total 6 wins and 13 losses.
26 wins and 13 losses for the week. All right. That's
so
pretty
far,
good.
That's
let's go to Saturday's game. Yeah, let's go to
Saturday. There were 2 games.
2 games on Saturday, okay. And Saturday's games.
Game number one, the Miami Heat beat the Dallas Mavericks 129-122. You bet on Heat, and it was Heat for the win.
All right. That's a win for G Money. The Heat beat the Dallas Mavericks. All right. That's a win for G Money. Okay, that's 1 win and 0 losses. Game number 2. Let's see if I get
game number 2
today.
Game number 2, the New Orleans Pelicans beat the LA Clippers 122-114. You bet on the Pelicans, and it was Pelicans for the win.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a win for G Money. All right, I went 2-0 on Saturday. That's great. So what's my record now? 28-31, 31-10. 28-13 for the week. Okay. So let's go to Sunday's games. How many games do we have on Sunday?
13 games on Sunday.
13 games. Okay. Let's see. I should go 13. I should win about 9 of these games. I should lose 4. So, okay. Game number 1 on Sunday.
Game number 1, the Toronto Raptors beat the Charlotte Hornets 128-108. You bet on Raptors, and it was Raptors for the win.
Okay, the Raptors beat the Charlotte Hornets. That's a win for G Money. That's 1 win and 0 losses. Let's go to game number 2.
Game number 2, the Brooklyn Nets beat the Utah Jazz 111-110. Close game. You bet on the Nets, and it was Nets for the win.
All right, the Nets beat the Utah Jazz. So that's 2 wins for G Money and 0 losses. Let's go to game number 3.
Game number 3, the Portland Trail Blazers beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 107-105. You bet on the Timberwolves, but it was the Trail Blazers for the win.
The Trail Blazers beat somebody? Oh, no. That's an upset. That's a big upset. The Portland Trail Blazers beat the... You said the Minnesota Timberwolves? Wow.
Yep.
That's really depressing. Okay. So that's a loss for G Money. So I'm 3 wins and 1 loss. Let's go to game number 5.
Game number 4. You have 2 wins and 1 loss.
2 wins and 1 loss. Okay. Game number 4.
Game number 4, the Chicago Bulls beat the Memphis Grizzlies 128-107. You bet on Grizzlies, but it was Bulls for the win.
the Bulls beat the Minnesota Grizzlies?
The Memphis Grizzlies,
is
right.
Is that what you did? The Memphis Grizzlies. Oh, man. I thought it was just the noise of the airplanes going over my head that I thought I heard wrong, but I actually heard right. Oh, no. Okay. So that's a loss for G Money. So that makes me 3-1 going to game number 5.
Game number 5, the Orlando Magic beat the Detroit Pistons 128-102. You bet on the Magic, and it was Magic for the win.
Yeah, that was an automatic. Okay. Anybody playing against Detroit is going to beat Detroit. So that's not an unusual one. So that's a win for G Money. So that's 4 wins and 1 loss, 2 losses. So we go to game number 7.
Let's see. That's 3 wins and 2 losses. So this is game number 6.
Okay.
Game number 6.
3 wins, 2 losses. Game number 6.
Right. Game number 6, the San Antonio Spurs, the Sacramento Kings, 142-134. You bet on Kings, but it was San Antonio Spurs for the win.
The Spurs beat the Sacramento Kings? Oh, no. That was a major upset. How much did they beat them by? 4 points?
By eight points. It was 142-134.
Wow. That must have went into overtime. That had to go into overtime.
Yeah, it did. It was in overtime.
Okay. Man, Sacramento just burned out. They ran out of gas, and they let the San Antonio Spurs win that game. Oh, man. Okay, so that's a loss for G Money. So what's that?
You're 3-3.
What am I?
3 wins, 3 losses.
3-3. Okay, 3 wins, 3 losses. Let's go to game number 7.
Game number 7, the Atlanta Hawks beat the Dallas Mavericks 132-130. You bet on the Hawks, and it was Hawks for the win.
Okay. Well, it's about time that everybody starts beating the Dallas Mavericks. They act like they don't want to win. That's why they're on the bottom of the list. They're number 14 in the Western Conference. That's why they dropped from being number 6 in the conference last year, being number 5 in the conference the year before. Now they're all the way down to the bottom. They're in 13th position in the Western Conference. So they're not going to the playoffs, so everybody can forget about what's the owner of the name of the Dallas Mavericks? What's his name?
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban. Yep. Sorry, Mark Cuban. Your Dallas Mavericks have had it for the year. Okay. You can forget about making any money in the playoffs. All right. You got to make some other money now on your Shark Tank. All right. Well, that's a win for G Money. And what's my record now?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4-3.
Okay. So game number 8.
Game number 8. The New York Knicks beat the Washington Wizards 118-109. You bet on the Knicks, and it was Knicks for the win.
All right. Knicks for the win. But, you know, that's the second time Washington lost. Didn't they just lose to the Brooklyn Nets, too?
The Wizards, yes, they lost to the Orlando Magic on Friday.
They lost to the Magic. Okay. Yeah, I knew that was two losses for Washington. They haven't been losing regularly. So, they went on the two-game losing streak. I hope that stops there because they got to start playing. They got to start winning when the playoffs start because they qualified for the playoffs. So I hope they can play good in the playoffs, at least in the buy-in. They can qualify for the playoffs. Okay, so what's my record now? I'm 5-3.
Right, 5 wins, 3 losses.
5 wins, 3 losses. Okay, let's go to game number 9.
Game number 9, the L.A. Lakers beat the Houston Rockets 134-109. You bet on Lakers, and it was Lakers for the win.
Yeah, that was an automatic, people. The Lakers were going to beat the Rockets. The Rockets don't beat anybody. So anybody playing against the Houston Rockets is going to come up with a win. All right, so that's a win for G Money. So, what, 6 wins? And 3 losses, four losses.
6 wins, 3 losses.
Okay, 6 wins, 3 losses. Let's go to game number 10.
Game number 10, the Phoenix Suns beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. You bet on the Suns, and it was Suns for the win. The score was 128-118.
128-118. Oh,
yep.
Well, that was pretty close. But I'm glad Phoenix Suns is starting to get their winning streak going because they need to start winning once they get into the playoffs. They're supposed to be the best team in the NBA for the Western Conference. So they got to start winning some games to show it. You know, they got KD on the Phoenix Suns now. He transferred from the Brooklyn, he played with the Brooklyn Nets, and then he went to the New York Knicks, and now he's playing in the Western Conference for the Phoenix Suns. So now they're saying the Phoenix Suns has the best offensive basketball team in the NBA. They're saying the Phoenix Suns should win the whole thing. So we'll wait and see if that's the reality of what's going on in the NBA. So we'll see if the Phoenix Suns win the West. And if they win the West, then we'll see what shot they have of beating the top 3 teams in the East. But I'm always in favor of the West doing well, so we'll see if they live up to their reputation. All right, so that's a win for G Bunny. So that's 8 wins and 3 losses. That's 11 games. Let's go to game number 12.
That's 7 wins and 3 losses. So this is game number 11. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Philadelphia 76ers 117-104. You bet on the Bucks, and it was Bucks for the win.
Okay. Yeah, that should be automatic. Well, not automatic. That's like the number 2 team in the West playing the number 3 team in the East, and I took my chance. So that was a good pick, G-Money. Good guess. So that's a win for G-Money. And now we go to, that's 9 wins and 3 losses. Let's go to game number 13.
It's 8 wins and 3 losses.
Okay, 11, so game number 12.
game number 12, the Cleveland Cavaliers, I almost said Sarah Cavaliers, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Indiana Pacers 115-105. You bet on the Cavs, and it was Cavs for the win.
Yeah, that's a win for G Money. So that's 10 wins and 3 losses. So let's go to game. That's 13 games. Is that it for Saturday, or they got one more game for Sunday? Huh?
That's 9
that's
wins
10
and 3
wins.
Losses.
I thought I was just at 9-3. Okay.
No, you were at 8-3, and that was game number 12.
Okay. So I'm 9-3 now. Okay.
Right.
So let's go to game number
13. Game number 13, the Denver Nuggets beat the Golden State Warriors 112-110. You bet on the Nuggets, and it was Nuggets for the win.
All right. The Nuggets came out of their shell and won a game. They're number one in the West. They got to keep that position if they're going to play good in the playoffs. So that's all right. That's 10, 11, that's 12 and 3, 11 and 3.
That's 10 wins and 3 losses.
Okay, 10 and 3. 10 and 3 is 13. So do we have more games on Sunday?
Nope, that's it for Sunday. So your record for Sunday was 10-3. You thought it was going to be 9-4, but you did better than you thought. And your record for the week, that makes your record for the week 38 wins and 16 losses.
Woo-wee! Boy, G Money's putting it down. All right, so we're getting ready for the playoffs, people. So I'm picking the winners in the playoffs now. All right. Well, that's it for the NBA. So let's talk about what's going on in the NCAA tournament. They had the Final Four was this weekend for the ladies and the men. So what did the men do? They had games on Saturday and 2 games on Sunday. So, did San Diego win on Saturday?
So, for the men, the both of the Final Four games were on Saturday. San Diego State beat Florida Atlantic 72-71. And UConn beat Miami, Florida, 72-59. So San Diego State and UConn are playing in the NCAA D1 championship game today, actually, tonight at about 6:20.
All right. Go ahead, San Diego. Step up and be recognized. All right, San Diego. It took them forever to get there. I don't think they've ever been to an NCAA championship game because I don't think they've ever been ranked number one in the basketball, in college basketball. So they'll have a chance to play against a team that has been number one in the NCAA before. UConn, for the men, has been there before. And UConn has been there for the women several times. So we'll see what happens tonight at 6 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, get your TVs ready for a very interesting basketball game. What was the score of UConn and Florida?
Let's see. UConn beat Miami, Florida, 72-59.
72-59, 13 points.
Yep.
Yeah, 13. Okay, that wasn't bad. They blew somebody out the week before. They beat them by 35 points. So, all right. And San Diego won last week. They won by 1 point. So what did they win to enter final game? How many points did they win by?
They won 72-71, so they won by 1 point again.
Oh, man, they barely crept in. All right, well, San Diego, they were talking about San Diego, and I was watching the NCAA baseball tournament that they had going on TV this weekend, and they announced, because it was San Diego playing in the baseball tournament, and they said that San Diego has entered the championship game for Monday night in the NCAA basketball championship. And I was like, what? They won? All right. But I was listening. I was trying to find the basketball game, and I kept pulling up all of these NCAA games, but they were like wrestling, and they were soccer, and they were baseball. So I was like, come on, I want to hear about the basketball game. And then I got to the baseball game, and they were talking about San Diego playing in the baseball playoffs. And they said that San Diego had won the basketball game, and so they were qualified to play in the championship game. And I said, yeah, all right. And the sportscaster was a California guy, and he said, yeah, I'm all for California. I'm a California player. And I was like, right on, right on. So California's in the race. Now we want to see how well California does. But at least they're in it. This is the first year that they've ranked number one or number two in the NCAA basketball. So we'll see if they play good enough to qualify to be a number one team in the nation. That would be amazing if they ended up being the number one team in the United States of America. That will be outstanding, San Diego, for University of San Diego. That will be great. All right, so we'll have to see what happens at 6 o'clock tonight, if they stand up and if they're recognized, or if they're going to go and fall down to the pressure of UConn and the power of the UConn team. So we'll have to see. Well, all right. That's G Money Sports Report for today, April 3rd, 2023. So now let's go to a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
See, in the neighborhood, we had a white boy. His name was Billy, and Billy was the only child, and he lived with his mother and his grandmother, and they bought him every toy that was imaginable. His dad played in the major leagues. He was a baseball player, but he never saw his daddy. His daddy did never come and visit him or stay with him or anything. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and he would pull out all kind of toys. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run But he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times.
This is how we do it.
We're making the dance.
Gotta love him, gotta love him, God love him. Oh, yeah. Woo! I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track, and I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central LA, where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dog?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central LA, but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. And they'll tell you it's so.
We jumped on a train, and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around, and my teacher was walking around, pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45, and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out the museum, and then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit. I'm lost.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a joke for you, a short story. You know, there was a bunch of men, and they were going through boot camp in the military, and they had gone on a 5-mile fully loaded backpack and all hike around the camping ground. And when they finished their 5-mile hike, then they went to the shooting range and they shot their weapons to get their weapon practice in. And then they went to a live shooting range where they had to crawl under on the ground and crawl under live ammunition in order to stay down and not get shot. But they could crawl on the ground with the full backpack and everything, and they had to keep their heads down as they were crawling through the live ammunition. And then when they finished that, then they had to climb a 10-foot block wall and climb and go to the other side of the block wall. And then when they finished all of that, then they lined up at the mess hall for lunch. And they got a bowl of soup for lunch. and they went in and they sat down and they ate their bowl of soup. And when they finished with the soup, they gave the soup to the soldiers that were working in the kitchen that had KP. And they gave them their bowls. And the soldiers in the kitchen washed their bowls. And then they washed the big pot, the 50-gallon pot where they cooked the soup in. And then the two of the soldiers working in the kitchen grabbed the 50-gallon pot, and they took it to the back door. And when they opened the back door, the colonel walked in, and he looked in the pot, and he saw that it was a bunch of liquid in the pot. And he asked the soldier, one of the soldiers, to go get him a spoon. So the soldier went and pulled up a spoon and gave it to the colonel. And the colonel stuck the spoon in the bowl of liquid, in the pot of liquid, and put it in his mouth. And then he turned around and spit it out. And he said, oh, this is awful. This is the worst tasting soup I've ever had. What do you call this soup, soldiers? And both of them together said, it's called dishwater, sir. Woo! All right. I'm G Money, and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. I got another one for you. There was a husband and wife that were in the house, and the wife got up and went to the bathroom. And when she finished on the toilet, she called her husband to help pull her off of the toilet because she couldn't pull herself off the toilet. She couldn't stand up. So what had happened, she had gained some extra weight, and she got stuck on the toilet. So she called her husband in, and he tried to pull her off, and he couldn't pull her off. So the husband said, I'll call the plumber and see if the plumber has some tools that we can use to get you off of the toilet. So she said, okay, call the plumber. So he called the plumber, and he told the plumber his situation, that his wife was stuck on the toilet, and they couldn't pull her off. So he was wondering if he had some tools that he could use to help pull his wife off the toilet. And the plumber said, yeah, I think I have something that can help get her off the toilet. And he said, all right. So he came back in the bathroom and told his wife that the plumber would be here in 5 minutes. And he thinks he has some tools that can help pull you off of the toilet. And she said, okay. But the husband noticed that the wife was sitting on the toilet and her pants were down around her ankles, and her private parts were showing. And he didn't want the plumber to see his wife's private parts. So he went in the bedroom and went in the closet and came back with this real big hat. And he sat it on his wife's lap in the bathroom, and it covered her private parts. So he was like, okay, that'll be fine. And then the doorbell rang, and he went to answer the door, and it was the plumber. And he walked the plumber into the bathroom, and he said, see, that's my wife over there stuck on the toilet. Do you think you have something that can help get her off the toilet? And he looked. He said, yeah, I think I have something. But you know what? That man under that hat, I can't do nothing for him. He's a goner. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, let's go back, take a commercial break, and go back to the show. Maybe we have a song that we can play. How about, well, we're going to do a clip from a story, and then we'll play a song. Let's play, the pimp is the Mac is back. Yeah, let's play that. The return of the Mac. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. G-Money's a pimp. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Watch yourself. Be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. And I got girls all over the world. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me the big pill. I'm chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. I'm sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what this pimp is made of. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah.
I'm back in the hood since I'm the Mac. My hair is long, my skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money, I'm smooth as silk. I eat Cheerios with cold milk. That's Papa G, I'm calling Bill. His picture's on my window sill. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom. Getting fucked, playing Doom. Look at my arm. Hard as hell, I work out, can't you tell? Pimp all day, ring the bell, in my room, what's that smell? And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. Come on, y'all, standing up, walking tall, up all day, ready to ball. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's my boy in the mall, Marky D, big head tall, making moves, standing tall, making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park, behind my back, hitting the mark, going home before it's dark. Feed my pits so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep. Cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. And I get down, doing my thing all across the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G-Money, yeah that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight. I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord. Still in the fight. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5", all day. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. 6'5" is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. And that's the Mac is back.
and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime, and I'd walk around the city, and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center, and I donated plasma twice a week, and I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans, and I did that, and I got $1 a pound. And I used to do this every day, all day long. You could always get money. So it was like cash and carry.
Nobody ever made me feel this way.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A. And he went to my dad, who was a city planner in Los Angeles, and asked him how he put a pool in the back of his house. And my daddy gave him the particulars. But, of course, they didn't think my daddy knew what he was talking about because my daddy was black. And so they went to the city hall and went and asked some white people that they saw. And everybody in the office was saying, go see Gerard. Go talk to Mr. Gerard because he's the one in charge of those projects. So they came and they talked to my daddy, and he told them, I told you what to do. I told you how to do it. So now just follow what I told you. Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a story, a joke for you. There was a young man that went to church, and he came home with a black eye. And his father asked him, "What happened to you? How did you get a black eye?" And he said, "Well, Daddy, we were in church, and we stood up for devotion. And the lady in front of us had her dress tucked inside her panties. So I reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties, and she socked me in the eye." And his daddy said, "Well, you know, the next time you're going to do something nice for somebody, you need to let them know that what you're going to do is going to be for their benefit and not that you're trying to take advantage of them. You got to let them know that what you're going to do is something good for them so they don't think that you're trying to take advantage of them. Okay?" And he said, "Okay, Daddy, I remember that." And he went to church the next week, and he was in church, and he stood up for devotion. And the lady that had her dress tucked inside her panties was standing in front of him again. But this time, he didn't do anything. She had her dress tucked inside her panties again, but he didn't do anything. His buddy that was with him reached over and pulled the lady's dress out of her panties. And he knew that the lady didn't like that, so he reached over and tucked it back in. And she socked him in the eye again. Oh, I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. You know, I was a teacher in Compton School District. I taught sixth grade core, which is self-contained. You teach everything. And I had some black kids, and I had some white kids, and I had some Spanish kids, and I had some Asian kids, and I had some Indian kids. But I had to make sure all of them could speak English, or I had to transfer them to a bilingual classroom so they could learn in their own language, because I couldn't teach them if they couldn't speak English, because that's all I could teach them in is English. So I started the day off by saying, "If you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up." And the kids were talking among themselves. And then one boy stood up, and I asked him, I said, "Did you understand what I said?" And he said, "Yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up." And I said, "Okay, well, if you understood what I said, then what's the problem? Why are you standing?" And he said, "Well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing up by yourself." Oh, kids are such smart asses. Oh, they're just so smart. But I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I think it's time for me to share a story with you that I recorded for the listening audience. But before I do that story, do I want to tell you a story? I had a situation that I thought about that came to my mind the other day, and I think I want to share this story with you. I don't know if I told it on the radio show before, but I'm going to tell it now. I was a photographer in this nightclub, this little bar in Carson. And I was taking pictures of everybody in the bar and at the club and stuff. And at the end of the night, this guy came over and told me that there was a lady that was sitting at the bar, and she had been watching me, and he told me that she really liked me, and she wanted me to go over there and talk to her. And I was telling him, I said, man, I don't have time to be talking to people. I'm trying to make some money. And he said, well, I don't know. She's spending money at the bar. Maybe she has some money she wants to give you. So I said, oh, okay. So when I finished my nightclub taking the pictures, I packed up my equipment. And before I walked out to my car, I walked over to the bar, and she was sitting by herself. And she was dressed kind of nice. She had a lot of diamonds on her fingers, and she had a bracelet on her wrist, a nice diamond bracelet, and she had a real nice watch on her wrist with diamonds in it, and she had some nice a nice necklace on her neck, and then she had a waistline fur coat on that looked really nice. And she had her hair done really nice, and she had makeup on, and her lipstick was on, and, oh, she just looked really nice. She was made up real nice, and she was sitting in the bar stool, and she had her legs crossed, and I could see she had pantyhose on, but she had small shoes on, like open-toed shoes. And she was looking really nice, and she had a little mini skirt on because her legs weren't sticking out of her dress. And I was like, whoa, she looks really nice. She was really pretty and everything. But she was an older lady, and so I went over and I asked her. I said, how are you doing? And she said, I'm fine. How are you doing? And I said, I'm okay. And she said, I've been looking at you. And I said, yeah, that's what I heard. My buddy told me that you've been staring at me. So can I do something for you? Can I take your picture? Although I already put all my equipment up. And she was like, no, I want you to do something else for me. And I'm like, what do you want me to do? And she said, I want you to come home with me. And I said, you want me to come home with you? Oh, well, you know, I don't go home with anybody. Well, unless I'm getting paid, then I'll go home. But, you know, I just don't leave and go home with anybody at the club. And she's like, well, I can give you some money. And I said, well, it depends on how much money you have to give me. And she goes in her purse, and she pulls out a wad of 20, and she starts counting 20s in my hand. And she gives me like 5 or 6 20s in my hand. And she goes, she stops counting, and she says, is that enough for you to go home with me? And I said, yeah, baby, that's enough. And she said, can I buy you a drink? And I said, yeah, I'll have a double shot of Cavassier on straight up. And so she bought me a drink, and we sat down there, and I drank the drink, and I talked to her, and she told me her name and, you know, that she was married, but her husband had died, and so now she was just like going out just trying to meet some people because she didn't have a lot of friends in the area. So she was going to the different clubs, and she was trying to meet people. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that sounds good. But she was a little older than me. You know, at the time, I was about 35, and she might have been about 50. But she still looked good. I was really impressed with how good she looked. And she was dressed really nice. And I was fascinated with all the diamonds she had on her fingers and the diamond necklace she had around her neck and the bracelet that she had on her wrist and her watch had diamonds on them. And I was like, whoa, this girl has money. This lady has money. Okay, well, I'm going to see what all I can get out of her. And she gave me like $120 in 20 and asked me if that was enough. And I was like, well, yeah, that'll work. But I wasn't trying to work her too hard. You know, I didn't want to be pimping her. I just wanted, you know, to get a little money. So she cashed me down with like $120. And I said, yeah, okay, I can go home with you. So let me just pack up my equipment. And I finished my drink. And, you know, I said, let me pack my equipment, put it in my car, and then I'll follow you home. And she told me she lived almost close to Hollywood, not quite Hollywood, more like Santa Monica. And I said, oh, okay, I know where that is. That's not too far. I used to hang out in Hollywood. I know Hollywood pretty well. And she said, okay, fine. Well, you just follow me to my house. And I said, okay. And I packed my camera equipment in my car. And then I followed behind her, and she had a white-on-white four-door 450 SEL Mercedes. And I was like, whoa, oh, I hit a jackpot. This lady got money. Okay. So I followed her to her house, and then she pulled up to the gate to open the gate at her house so she could pull her car in the back. And she stopped, and she said, you can park your car in front of the house. It'll be safe out there. And I'm like, okay. And then she pulled into the gate and closed the gate behind her and parked her car in her garage. And then I got out the car, and I walked to the front door. And I was waiting at the front door, and I was looking at the house. I'm like, hey, this is a nice house. And then she opened the front door and, you know, welcomed me into the house. And I walked in around the house, and I was looking, and everything was white. She had white sofas, leather sofas, and she had white rugs on the floor, and she had crystal and glass tables. And all of her kitchenware was all chrome and glass and crystal. And I was like, wow, this lady really lives good. She has a real nice house. And she had a big living room table that was glass. And I was like, wow, I'm looking at her house. And then she says, well, come with me. And we go into her bedroom, and she has this big bed. It's like being in the I Dream a Genie bottle. She had a big bed with big pillows all around her bed, and she had a big quilt on her bed that was really nice. It was like a big fur quilt, like a big white fur quilt that was on her bed. And I was like, whoa, that's nice. So she said, sit down on the bed and get comfortable. And I said, okay. And she went in her kitchen or in her living room, and she came back with the fifth of Cavassier, which is what I was drinking at the club, which she bought me. So she had a fifth. And she set the fifth on the table by the next to her bed on the end table. And she set a couple of glasses there. And she asked me if I wanted to smoke a cigarette. And I told her, no, I don't smoke. So she put the pack of cigarettes down by the ashtray. And then she said, all right, well, I'm going to get comfortable for bed. You make yourself comfortable. And I said, all right. And I kicked my shoes off, and I pulled my pants off and I pulled my shirt off, and I had a suit on, so I pulled my jacket off and I put everything on the chair on the side of her bed. So I was just sitting on top of the blankets waiting for her to come into the bedroom. And I was sitting there and I started drinking Kvasia, and I said, oh, I'm going to have to get drunk to do this. So I was drinking, and I filled my glass, and I drank it, and I emptied the glass, and I filled it up again, and I drank it, and I was like, oh, boy, okay, I need to be a little drunk to do this. And she came in, and she had taken her shoes off, and she had taken her mini skirt off, and she had taken her blouse off, and she had taken her jacket off, and she had lingerie camisole on, and that's all she had on. And I thought when I saw her that, you know, her titties, she had big titties, and they were kind of sitting up. They were kind of perky. I remember seeing that. But when she walked in the room, her titties were way down around her stomach. I said, oh, no, she got droopy titties. Oh, but they were big, but they were hanging low. And I was like, oh, no. And then she had taken her stockings off, and I could see the veins in her legs. I could see the veins in her legs, the lines in her legs. She looked like she had stripes in her legs, but it was her blood, her veins that were sticking up in her legs. And I was like, oh, wow. She got, I forget what they call those veins in your legs. But she looked really bad in her legs, and she had a nice little shape, but her legs had the veins in them. And then she had taken her jacket off, and she had a camisole on, and she had lines in her arms. She had her veins in her arms. And then she had taken off all of her makeup. She had cleaned up her face, and her face looked old. She had wrinkles. And I was like, oh, man, she's totally looking different than when I saw her in the club. Now she's gotten wrinkles in her face, and she's taken her lipstick off. So now she got, like, chapped lips and stuff. And I'm looking at her, and I'm going, oh, man, what am I getting myself into? So then she lays in the bed, and I'm sitting on the bed, and I'm drinking, and I pour a couple of more shots of alcohol, and I turn them up real fast, and I turn them up, and I get in the bed, and I'm laying next to her, and she's like, oh, baby, well, let's do this. And I said, all right. And she laid down, and I climbed on top of her, and I started humping, and I was going. Boy, I was working it. I was working it real fast. And she was like, slow down, baby. We don't have to rush anything. We got all night, and we're going to be the only ones here, so we don't have to rush anything. So you can slow down. But I was working. I was trying to do it. I was trying to do it fast so I could finish, you know, because I was like, oh, God, I didn't want to look at her. I just wanted to get it done with. And she was like, slow down, baby. We got all night. And I was like, oh, I can't do it slow. Oh, this is just so good. Because it was good. I mean, the sex was good, but, you know, she wanted me to lounge in it and to relax and to slow roll her and take my time. And I wasn't used to doing it like that. I was used to getting on and banging and banging. And she wanted me to slow it down and take it easy. And I was like, I can't do that. I can't do this. Oh, this is so good. I just can't help myself. And she was like, calm down, baby. Slow down. And I'm like, I can't. This is so good. Oh, it's so good. I can't stop myself. And she was like, oh, baby, just slow down. Slow down. Take it easy. And I tried to slow it down, and I came. I said, oh. And I had an orgasm. And then I just laid on the side of the bed, and I laid off. And she was like, is that all? And I said, yeah, baby, I'm done. I'm done. And she's like, all right, but you want to take a shower? And I said, yeah, let me take a shower. So I got up, and I got in her shower. Her shower was beautiful. It was glass. A glass door on the shower to go into the shower. I mean, it's a glass door, and the shower was beautiful. It had drapes that were in the shower that were all colorful, and the floor was white, and it had white tile all in the bathroom. Oh, it was beautiful. Everything in the bathroom was nicely decorated. All of her fixtures on her sink were all nice. And then she had colored towels in her room, in the bathroom, and they were all nice. It was beautiful. I spent about 30 minutes just taking a shower. I was like, whoa, this is nice. And I was enjoying the shower more than I did her and her company. I was just in the shower just going, wow, this is nice. And I was washing up, and I was, you know, taking a shower, and I was taking my time. And then when I came out the shower, you know, I came out and I dried out, and she gave me a gown to put on, and I put the gown on. And then she said that she had cooked me something to eat. So I went into the kitchen and sat at the kitchen table, and she fixed me bacon and eggs and sausage and some hash browns and some toast and some hot tea and some fresh squeezed orange juice. And so I sat down and ate all of that, and she was sitting and she was just staring at me, you know, like she was just so amazed at how good I looked or whatever, or how good the sex was. I don't know if the sex was that good, but it was quick, you know. I mean, I was like 20 minutes and I was through. But, you know, she was just happy to have company, and she was telling me that, you know, she doesn't have many friends because she just moved to the neighborhood, and she doesn't know many people because her husband had died, and he left her, you know, with some money, so she had some money, and she was just looking for some friends. And I was like, oh, well, I hope you meet some people that, you know, you can hang out with. You know, I don't mind being your friend, but, you know, you're a little older than I am, so I don't know if you want to hang out with my friends, because my friends are kind of younger. But, you know, I'm at that club every Friday and Saturday night, and I'm taking pictures there. So, you know, if you come back, you can see me, and, you know, we can hang out, and we can have drinks, and we can talk. And she was sitting there just looking at me while I was eating, and I took my time, and I talked to her, and I ate. And, you know, she felt comfortable when I left. And I didn't want to just eat, I mean, have sex, eat, and run. But, you know, I hung out for a while, and I went and laid in the bed, and we didn't do anything else because I wasn't trying to do nothing else. But I laid in the bed with her, and she turned her TV on So we watched some TV, and then I went to sleep, and I woke up early in the morning, and she had cooked me breakfast again, and so I stayed, and I had breakfast, and then I told her I got to go. So I got up, and I got dressed, and I left. And she was like, well, thank you for the evening. You were really pleasant, and I'm glad I met you. And I was like, well, yeah, you're a really nice person, and you're living good. So I'm sure you're going to find some people that, you know, you can have a good time with. And I'll see you again if you come back through the bar again, and I'll see you then. And I walked out the door, and I got in my car. And before I got in my car, I pulled out my wallet, and I counted my money. And I said, oh, yeah, this was a lick. All right. And I put the money in my pocket, put the wallet in my pocket, and jumped in my car, started up my 65, and I rolled out. And I said, whoa. I scored, but I never saw her again. She didn't never come back to the club that I was working at, but I didn't work at that club a whole lot longer because I was moving around. I was doing different clubs, so I didn't go back to that club, at least not for a while, but I never saw the lady again, and I don't know if she gave me her phone number, because I don't remember having her number or trying to call her. I don't think I would have been trying to call her. But she was really nice, and she really had everything set up. Her house was beautiful. So, you know, she had done well. Her and her husband had done really well. So I was really happy about meeting her and stuff. I was just kind of turned off because, you know, she was looking like an old lady after she took off all of her jewelry and she took off her clothes. And, you know, she just kind of had all the veins in her legs and in her arms and stuff. And I was like, wow. That was kind of like a big turnoff. And then, you know, when we had sex, I was just rushing through everything. I wasn't trying to slow down and massage her, which is what I know now women would be interested in. You know, they would want to take your time, and they want you to rub them and look and play with them and foreplay and all of that. I wasn't doing all of that at the time. I was just trying to get in, get it, and get on. I wasn't trying to be the lover that I am now. So that was a whole different situation. But anyway, that's my story. Back to the radio show. And we'll be, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. Let's see what time it is. DJ Papa D, can you tell us what time it is?
4:40 p.m.
All right. Well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. So let's go to the birthdays and acknowledge the birthdays. And then we'll do the prayer and we'll be out of here. Because it's kind of cold out here where I am. The weather's about 40 degrees. And I'm thinking I'm feeling some sprinkles, like we're getting ready to have rain. So I'm trying to get inside where I can get out of the rain. So back to the show.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right. Here are the birthdays for today. April 3rd, 2023. Happy birthday to Tijuana M. Lewis. Happy birthday to TJ. Happy birthday, Jacqueline Wallace. Happy birthday, Scarlett McFarlane. Happy birthday to Mark Green. Happy birthday to Mark Van Dibber. Happy birthday to Andrea Branch. Happy birthday to O.T. Ward. Happy birthday to Brandon Muhammad. Happy birthday, Gregory Scott Asher. Happy birthday to Algie Mosley. And last but not least, happy birthday to Marcia Levingston. And that's it for the birthday. That's it for today. So happy birthday to everyone celebrating their birthday today, April 3rd, 2023.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And I need to add a couple of birthdays right here in Las Vegas. The entertainer of the year that they call Mr. Las Vegas or Mr. Entertainer of the Year, he's celebrating his 81st birthday today. So I want to say, this Mr. Entertainer, Mr. Las Vegas, I can't think of your name right now, I'm sorry, but happy birthday to you. And I know you're having great things because they talked about you all day on the radio. Everybody was calling in, giving him his praise and his honor, and they were recognizing his niceness and all the girls, the DJs that were giving him all of his compliments. I've met him before, but I can't remember his name. I don't remember the man, but I know he's called Mr. Las Vegas. He's the entertainer of the year right here in Las Vegas. And he sings. He sings and he tells stories. And he's the entertainer of Las Vegas. They call him the entertainer. Mr. Las Vegas is what they call him. But I can't think of his name. And I can't even tell you. He has a European background. I don't know if it's Italian or if it's French or if it's German. But he came here when he was like 15 years old, and he plays the piano, and he plays the drums, and he plays the horn, he plays the saxophone, he plays the flute. He's very musically talented, and he writes and he sings songs. But I can't think of what his name is. Oh, I'm so sorry. But they call him Mr. Las Vegas, and I can't think of his name. But today is also Eddie Murphy's birthday. Eddie Murphy's birthday is today. So, Eddie, what's up, man? Happy birthday to you. And who else? Somebody else's birthday they were recognizing on the radio today. Somebody else, a major entertainer, has a birthday today. And I can't think of who it is. Wow, I can't think of who the other entertainer is. But anyway, happy birthday to the ones that I know here in Las Vegas that are celebrating their birthdays today. They had a big party last night, and I'm sure the party will continue all night tonight. And all of the TV or the radio the radio DJs are all going to the party. I wish I could go to the party, because everybody's going to be at the party and they're going to have a good time. They've been talking, they've been doing nothing but talking about the party and talking about how he likes to entertain, and he buys all of this food, and he, him and his wife, they cook all of this fabulous European food that people just love. And I forget where he's from, though. But he has a wife that presents European food, and everybody, they sit and they drink, and he sings, and he plays the instruments, and he entertains the people in his house. He has a big mansion here in Vegas. I do know that, but I've never been to his house. So, but, yeah, they call him Mr. Las Vegas. He's the entertainer of Las Vegas. Oh, man.
Hey, Jay, you talking about G-Money? You talking about Wayne Newton?
Wayne Newton, yes, yes, Wayne Newton is his name. Thank you, little brother, I appreciate that one. Yeah, Wayne Newton, Mr. Las Vegas. Today is his birthday, and he's celebrating 81 years of being in Vegas. Well, he's 81 years old. He's been in Vegas since he was 15, and he started playing the piano and playing the organ and playing the saxophone and playing the clarinet, and he just became an entertainer. Everybody just loved him so much. And then he was singing, and he has a beautiful voice, and he's just the entertainer of the year, and they call him Mr. Las Vegas. So, yes, Wayne Newton is the man, and I wish I could go to his party tonight, but unfortunately, I'm preoccupied doing the radio show, so I won't be able to go to his party, but I wanted to recognize him today. Today is his birthday. Well, all right. Well, I want to wish everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, and may God bless you with the grace and goodness that you've earned and the life that you're living through and because of the Savior, that he came and died for us so that we can have everlasting life. And I want to say, God, thank you for giving us the opportunity to live in peace and harmony on the planet. And I want to say I got a birthday that I want to sing. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And the song goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Oh, wow. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Wow. Oh, my God. I need some water. My voice is just really hoarse, and I can't sing the high notes, and I'm scared to sing any of the low notes. So I'm going to say happy birthday to everybody, and may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you, today or yesterday was the celebration of the Passover, not the Passover. It's the celebration of the celebration before the death of Christ. Next week is the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and the resurrection. Is next week, Easter and the resurrection. is next Sunday. This Sunday
Yesterday was Palm Sunday. Next Sunday is Easter Sunday.
Palm Sunday. That's what I was trying to think of. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, yesterday was Palm Sunday. You know, I listened to church all day yesterday, and I didn't hear any of the pastors say anything about it being Palm Sunday. I missed that totally. I didn't hear it until I was listening to the radio today, and they were talking about next week is Easter, and they're having all these Easter hunts for all of these eggs that they're hiding for the kids so they can go Easter hunting for candied eggs and stuff. And they're having a big Easter festival next weekend. And they were talking about all of that on the radio. And I was like, oh, man, it's Easter already? But my brother, he was born around Easter. Because his birthday is March 26th, so we just celebrated his birthday last week. But I know his birthday was around Easter, so I knew Easter was coming up. I recognized my brother's birthday, and I recognized that he's an Easter kid. But I'm thinking about the date. He was born on the 26th of March, and that was Easter. But now we're going to be on the 10th of April when when they celebrate Easter this year. So it's going to be way away from his birthday. It's going to be like 10 or 15 days away from his birthday. So I want to say happy Easter to everybody. Have a good celebration for today, Palm Sunday. And if you didn't get your blessings, hopefully you can go by a church and you can get your palm blessing before the end of the week, so that you can be blessed for the whole week. Well, all right. Well, I want to wish everybody a happy birthday, and I hope you have a good evening today. And make sure if you don't have anybody to holler at, you can holler at G-Money, because it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. So have a good day today and a better day tomorrow and a better day the day after that. And we'll see you live on the radio tomorrow on Tuesday, April 4th. Thank you and good night. And without further ado, I say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.